Sounded like a broken record here, but you got to credit Tennessee. The Badgers would get right there, would tie it a couple times. Always Tennessee had a response.
They did, and I think that shows their experience. The area that Tennessee struggled last year was scoring the basketball. Well, they hit the transfer portal. I think they found a guy that can score the basketball a little bit.
Yeah, talking to a couple of Tennessee folks, like, you know, I mean, this guy, you know, Big Sky Conference, Dalton Connect, second team all conference. You average 20 points a game, you're second team. You know, this would be a good league. 22 points for him tonight.
And he's shown he can score at all three levels. He's done that. But I think when you look at this Wisconsin team so far, just a couple of moments there where they were getting close, and they gave up an offensive rebound.
Yep.
Call those teachable moments, right? Teaching moment. There's going to be some of those in the film when you look at it, because they did get close, but more than Tennessee taking over, it was Wisconsin errors in those little moments.
Yeah, just enough, right?
Yep.
They connect with 24 points tonight. That gives him 1,000 in his career. Presses on. Wall fouls Jordan James with 13.4 to play.
And that's what good teams do. They take it. When you have a mental lapse or you have a defensive assignment that you have, you know, not done what you're supposed to do with, good teams make you pay. There's a reason Tennessee's ninth in the country right now.
It's one of those two, Butchie. The second chance points seem glaring, but the difference is 11-9, but it just seemed like the timing of those second chance points, right?
Absolutely. Should have been a blockout. All of a sudden, it's not. Tennessee gets the offensive rebound, scores 2 points.
James hits the front end of the 1-1 to make it 79-70, Tennessee, 13.4 to play.
Or an example, Wisconsin scores the bucket. Tennessee goes middle pick and roll. Coverage is wrong. They throw and they get a lob.
Yep. And they get the job done tonight. Both free throws are good. Down to 10 seconds left. Hepburn for three. Left of the circle. Back rim, no. Connect the rebound. Knock loose. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Tennessee with 4.8 seconds to play. Impressive road win for Rick Barnes here tonight. Big time learning opportunity for the Badgers as they get ready to head to Providence next Tuesday. Inbounds pass to Adu. He'll dribble out the clock. And the Tennessee Volunteers come to Madison and will fly home a 10-point winner. Good ball game tonight. Credit Tennessee out of the SEC, a preseason favorite to win that league. And they showed a little of that championship medal here tonight, didn't they?
Well, they did. A lot of people are talking about this Tennessee team being good enough to win it all in March. And what we saw early on here in the college basketball season, I wouldn't say they're wrong. It's a pretty good team, Tennessee, and it's a good moment here for Wisconsin. You never want to lose. Never want to lose. But this is a game you can take away a lot of things against a really, really good Tennessee team. Oh, by the way, I know it didn't count, but they also went into Michigan State and beat them as well. So this team is really good. Wisconsin did a lot of good things. They did some bad things, but they did a lot of good things as well.
And this tough non-conference schedule will continue. We mentioned the Providence Friars next up on the schedule at their place on Tuesday. Providence taking on the Milwaukee Panthers tomorrow night. So part of the Gavitt games there. You mentioned Arizona winning at Duke tonight. You got Marquette. You get the idea. Major chances to learn things, and that's what they'll do coming off this one here tonight. Final score, Tennessee 80, Wisconsin 70. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4h.org.
For the first time to Afghanistan in 2003, he sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer.